Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talk Soul. I hope this one finds you in amazing spirits, amazing vibration. It's summertime. Don't we all love it? I mean, I guess this one is kind of different because we are getting hit with really, really high temperatures, and at least at this part of Europe, thunderstorms, flooding, and it's a bit crazy, but every now and then we get beautiful days with amazing weather, and it's just, it feels nice. You know, every week I gotta give you the weather report. This is part of what we do now. I don't, you know, unintentionally, this is what it comes up now. The weather report out here in Poland. I say this like every week, y'all. Don't pay me no mind. You know, I just come on here and turn on this mic and I record solely on straight vibes. This is what we're doing. This is how we're living life these days, you know? Not too much planning, not too much worrying, just vibing. Let's just vibe it out. Because I feel like at the end of the day, none of us really know what we are here doing. You know, we're just trying to figure it out. We're trying to take care of our emotions, take care of our mind, our behaviors, and all of that good stuff that I talk about. However, you know, at the end of the day, when we sit down and we try to look at our lives in 5, 10, 15 years, as much as we have perspective and as much as we have drive to achieve big things in our lives, it's really hard to picture that. I don't know about you, but at least for me it is, because especially these days that the world is just constantly changing, I feel like it's so hard to imagine myself in 5-10 years. I know where I want to be, but at the same time I'm just like, you know what, every day is a different day, every week is a different week. What is good today, it's not so good tomorrow. What we are told today, it can be told in a different manner tomorrow. It might have a different meaning tomorrow, so let's just focus on the now. I guess that's a good solution for all of us, right? Let's just focus on the present moment and live it day by day with high vibrations, not too much worriness, you know, just vibing. Let's just all vibe through life. I want to say that is the word for today. Just really vibing through life and not having too much expectations on anything. I think that is also very important. Whenever we go out there and whenever we put ourselves out there, let's just all put it with high vibrations and good energy. And that's when we're going to attract good vibrations and good energy. And no expectations. You know, when it comes, it comes. If it's good, great. If it's not so good, it can be great. You know, everything in life, it's all about perspective. And you should know that if you listen to my past episodes. I talk about that a lot because it's a stage that I'm going through right now. I'm really not too worried about anything. Of course, you know, in order to live in the society that we live these days, we do need to have some sort of, I want to say, stability. Just so we, you know, we don't cross that line of being in extreme stress. But I feel like bottom line, I have been pretty stressless, which is a blessing, but it's also an attraction of what I have in my mind and what my body's excelling right now. I'm excelling calmness and patience and belief, you know, extreme belief, extreme hope. And I'm just living it. I'm just vibing it out once again, just vibing it out. So with all of that being said, today I want to talk about big tables with big people, with big conversations, with big goals and all of this. And obviously, as every other episode, I come here and I expose myself and I turn my exposure into a message. This is exactly what I'm doing today as well. I was, these past few weeks, I have been sitting down with some big people, you know, at some big tables. Probably not as big as you think, but at least for me, from where I'm standing right now, it's quite big. And I have been understanding so many things just by having certain types of conversations with people who have been living a longer life than I have their own businesses and have failed multiple times and have a different mindset and also have different perspectives. And this is where I challenge myself. And this is also how you could challenge yourself, is always look to have different conversations. Always look to sit down with people that have a different opinion on something than you do, that you do. Because when we sit in the same circle for so long, we ended up all kind of just thinking the same and agreeing to the same things and thinking the same and looking at life the same way and presenting the same solutions to the problems, right? Not that that is a bad thing, but you should also challenge yourself by having different conversations with different people. So you could feel challenged. You could feel like, okay, I have been thinking this way for quite some time, but it's good to have that thought questioned. It's good to have your mind challenged to look for a different solution and look for a different perspective. And that is something that I look forward to, and that I have been doing that because I feel like it's the only way that I can grow internally, externally, with my own business, with not even just my own business, but in life, in general. It's good to have these conversations. It's good to have these people where you could see that, okay, I see that you tried. I see that you failed. I see your perspective. I understand. Okay, let's shift a little bit. Let's see the other side. Let's see how you think and the way you think can impact the way I think. And this is very important, and it's something that I have been trying to do, just attract different types of people to my life so I could actually and honestly just challenge myself and take myself to the next level, because I feel like I'm quite ready. I have been at the same stage for quite some time. I have been growing my roots. I have been doing my work. And I feel like it's time to go to the next level. And when you understand that about yourself, about what you have going on, it's the first step that I can tell you is look at your circle and look at your table and see who's sitting at your table. I'm not saying that you should kick everybody out. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you are looking to jump to the next step, to the next stage, and that stage is usually above the one that you are right now, the first thing that you need to do is look at your table, look at the mindsets that are sitting at your table, look at the experiences that are sitting at your table. And after you analyze that and you understand that, okay, I have shared my amount of experience here, we all have the same opinions about certain things. There's not much we can go from here. I'm just going to get up for a second. That's why I said you're not kicking everybody out. You're just going to get up for a second and you're going to sit on another table, or at least you're going to try and get a seat on another table. And this is the first step. This is what I wanted to tell you, because I was a little bit stuck between, okay, I'm here, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, but okay, like, what do I need to do next? Like, how do I challenge myself to the next level? I really didn't know what to do. I went online, I gathered more information, and I just couldn't quite pinpoint it. And then I was looking back on my experiences and my conversations and everything, and I realized that I needed exposure. I needed to put myself out there a little bit more. And instead of just staying at home, which is something that I really like. Instead of just staying at home and be comfortable behind my computer, behind this microphone, I needed people to see my face. I needed exposure. I needed to have face-to-face conversations, because that is how you build connections. That's how you build relationships. That face-to-face impact is how you're going to get to that next table. And I didn't know that. I was so scared. I was like, okay, I don't want to live here. Maybe I can contact some people like online or whatever, or like just get on TikTok and build my little community there as I have. But at the end of the day, I just want to sit here behind my computer. And then it took me just a couple of days where I went outside and I realized the power of being seen and the power of exposure and the power of a handshake. And the power of sitting down and having a face-to-face contact with someone. So if you don't know what to do in order to go to the next level, you can start by that. You can start by putting yourself out there. And when I say putting yourself out there, I don't mean like, oh my gosh, you have to, I don't know, be super duper extrovert, because I know it's extremely hard for the majority of us. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is just put yourself out there, be seen, you know, go to a coffee shop, sit down, have a coffee, look around, go take a walk downtown. Obviously, you know, social media helps a lot. I did make a lot of connections through social media and TikTok. And don't be afraid to reach out to people. I think that's another thing too. We are so afraid that people are going to think we're weird or they're not going to respond to us. Well, I can tell you this much. Whatever is meant to be yours won't miss you. That's the first one. And you have anything to lose. I have reached out to a few people. Some of them responded. Some of them didn't. Some of them didn't even see my message. And that is completely okay, because the ones who responded, I was able to go out there, sit down with them, have that important handshake, you know, get to know each other, make connections. So with everything that you do in life, you have to realize that not everything is going to work 100%. Okay, you might try and try and try and try and it doesn't work. But all you need is that one time. All you need, if you reach out to so many people, you don't need all of these people to answer back to you. You only need one, two, three. But really, if you get one, that was my perspective on things. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna be super spontaneous with it. I'm gonna reach out to people, show my podcast, see what I'm talking about, say what I'm talking about on there. And if just one of these people gets back to me, I'll be super duper grateful. And then I let it go. I didn't put pressure on it. I didn't, you know, I was just like, I feel like actually this feels right. It feels like I am getting in touch with the right people. So I'm going to let the universe do its thing. If it's time, it's time. If it's not time, fine. No worries. I'm a patient. I've been working on my patience. So I'll just sit back and understand that it's just not my timing. And whenever my timing comes, I will grab it. And boom, that's all you need to do. Okay. So all of this that I've been talking about, it's in regards your business or your project or whatever you got going on in life, and you want to take it to the next level, but you really don't know how to start. And I have to tell you that connections play a big part of it. You know, interactions with people, you really have to put yourself out there. There's really no other way. It's extremely hard to grow something of your own just by yourself. It's not impossible, but you could have so much more value if you connect with people, if you let those people connect with you, if you share your stuff with other people and those other people share your stuff with you. The value of whatever you are growing will grow indeed. And the value of whatever you got going on will take another jump, will be on the next level. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to sit down at those tables. I can tell you this much. I can tell you that I feel like I have a strong presence. So, and also, I think that the most important thing is not being afraid to say something wrong. Not be afraid to say, I don't know, I actually don't have knowledge on that, but I am quite open to listen to what you have to say so I can gain some knowledge on that information. There is no wrong in saying this. And this was the mindset that I had when I went and I sat down at that table. I had a little pep talk. I had a little pep talk with myself, and I said this. I was like, you know what? I don't have knowledge in a lot of things, but I also have knowledge in a lot of things. But in the things that I don't have knowledge on, I'm not afraid to say that I don't. And I am not afraid to say that I'm willing to learn things to, you know, fill the knowledge that I don't have. And when you accept this mindset and when you sit at a table with this mindset, you will have so much to learn. You will have so much to learn because you would be surprised. You will be surprised with how much these people care to talk about whatever they got going on. This was another thing that I've noticed. They're not afraid to tell you, listen, I've had this much. I've invested this much, and I failed this much. But this is what I did to get up again. This is what I did. These were the shifts that I did to make it. I got in touch with those people. I behaved this way. I said that thing. I got in contact with these people. And the way they just ramble and tell you how they make it and how they're doing, that's a cue. That's a cue right there. So listen, don't be afraid, first of all, to reach out to people you look up to. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. Because once again, I think the biggest fear that we have when we having just a simple talk with someone that we consider that has more knowledge than us is that we feel that we're not really deserving to be there. We feel like, oh my gosh, like who am I to even be here? Like these people are super successful. They have these beautiful lives going on. Like who am I to even sit here and share this space with these people? Well, let me tell you something. You have a lot more value than you think. Because if these are the right people, let me tell you something. They will listen to you. Because who doesn't want a pair of fresh eyes into their vision? I know I want them. I know that this concept might be like quite hard because most of the time these people are already set in their lives and their perspective is not going to change much, but it's good for you to just jump in and give your opinion on things. And even if you that's the thing that I wanted to say, without any expectation, like you don't expect them to agree with you or to just validate what you're saying. No, you're just sitting there and you're really just sharing how you live your life, how you built your project, how is it going, what are the steps that you have taken so far. And it is okay that if you still in a starting point and you just want to get to the next level, it's okay to share that starting experience as well. That's all I wanted to tell you. And you really would be surprised. Let me just give you an example. I had a dinner, kind of like a business kind of dinner, the other day in Warsaw. And it was, once again, with successful people. And it was really nice to listen to their stories and how they're doing in life and the steps they took and all of this. It was really enriching. And I was incredibly blessed to even be able to sit at that table. And eventually they asked me my opinion on something. And after listening to everything, and they were like, well, Sylvie, you know, it's getting up again after failure. It's incredibly hard, you know, and how do you do it? You know, because I'm pretty sure you're just starting, but I'm pretty sure that in your life you had situations where you have to get up again and still have hope to continue. So how do you do it? Do you have help from other people? Like, do you have your own ways to do it? Like, I don't know, like, do you believe in something? Like, just how do you do it? And it was really funny because I was sitting on that question for for a couple of seconds, and we were drinking margaritas. We were, it was at the end of the dinner, and we were like drinking margaritas, right? So this lady that asked me this question, she was sitting in front of me, and her margarita was like close to end, and mine was still kind of not full, but it had a little bit more than hers. And she asked me that, and I was sitting on that question for quite some time, and I was just like, you know what? This is how I look at life. Life is full of challenges. The universe, the higher force, if you believe in that, the higher power, God, whatever your belief is, it's a bunch of tests, basically. So then I showed her and I touched her margarita and I was like, so this is your first test right here. So the universe is going to give you this first. And he's going to say, okay, I'm going to give you this and I want to see how you're going to take care of that. How are you going to polish it? Are you going to make it grow? Are you going to ruin it? Are you going to drink it all? Are you going to cater to it? Are you going to value it? Are you going to appreciate it? If not, okay, then I'm going to give you another margarita with the same amount that you have right now because you didn't pass the first test. And if you didn't pass the second, I'm going to give you another one. This is the universe talking. And this is life at the same time. This is actually life. Life is a bunch of tests. If you don't pass the first one, you're going to have the same one again and the same one again and the same one again until you pass it, until you master it. And when you master it, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, is going to give you my margarita that has a little bit more than yours. And it's going to say, okay, I saw what you did with that first one. You didn't kill it. You took care of it. You valued it. You appreciated it. You took really good care of it. So here, I'll give you a bigger one. And this is my perspective on life. It's a whole bunch of different tests until you master how to pass them. And when you master how to pass them, then you go to the bigger level. Then you go to the next stage. Then you sit at a different table. And this was my only intake that entire dinner. Not because, well, first of all, I was late because my train, you know, not to digress too much, but my train got super delayed on Friday and I didn't get there in time to enjoy a lot more than I should have. But it doesn't matter because I had time the other day. But anyway, the little time that I was there, that was kind of like my only input. And not to toot my own horn, but I kind of shook the table with that perspective. I kind of made them, you know, put down their drinks and have that a little bit of a ha-ha moment with that input. So, once again, let this be your encouragement. You always have something to add to the table. And sometimes, even if you don't have anything, that is okay. Just say you don't know. But when the time comes and when they ask you that question, when they ask you a question, deep down, you know exactly what you need to say. And don't be afraid to say it. Because let me tell you something. I knew that bringing up that perspective was extremely different from everything that they were talking about, because these people are extremely objective with everything they have going on. They don't think about the universe. They don't think about God. They don't think about consciousness. They don't think about self-awareness. They are objective with their business, and they understand what it takes to make money and what it takes to lose money. So they're not really going to waste time, quote unquote, thinking about small little things like that. But guess what? That's why the universe put me at that table at that time. So they could understand and they could stop for a second and pay attention to small little things like that, that are not so little in my perspective, but on their side, it is little. So let this be my motivation for you guys. Don't be afraid to sit at big tables. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. You will see that you will attract a lot more than you think, and you will see that you hold a lot more value than you think. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me once again. You know how I enjoy just sitting here and record this podcast and have these little moments that I can share with you guys. I feel like we are all growing together, and I want us to all grow together, and I want us to all take that shift so we could go to the next stage in our lives with a good mindset, with consciousness and self-awareness and all that good stuff that I talk about. So once again, thank you so much for being here. You already know where to find this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at SylvieTalksSoul_. Don't forget to like it, download it, share this episode with your friends, with your family, with everyone that you know. And I will see you on the next one. Bye. Thank you.